Episode 1053, Be What You Believe.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going? I hope you are feeling very strong. I hope your heart is filled with joy. This is the season to celebrate. It's Christmas time. And I will probably be talking about Christmas a lot because it is one of my favorite seasons of all times. I love Christmas. I love the decorations. And more importantly, I love the meaning of it. And so I hope today that your heart is filled with hope. And if not, I want to give you a little bit of that today, just a ray of sunshine. Be what you believe. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, with all the twists and turns in life, and I know you have a lot because I have a lot, don't let others dictate your direction or even your response. Be what you believe. If you desire to build schools overseas where running water is considered a luxury, build a school. Be what you believe. If you dreamed your whole life of owning your own business with handmade soaps and smelly goodness on the shelves, go and start your business, soaps and all. Be what you believe. But I have to interrupt this sweet sound of be anything. I mean, come on, we got to be realistic here. Until you believe what you want in life, you will be living everyone else's beliefs for you. Is that where you're hanging out today? Are you doing the same old grind, just trying to get by life, just trying to make do, sacrificing what you really want? Now, I know we do have responsibilities, and I know there has to be that fine line of reality and dreamland. But there's something that we can accomplish within ourselves. And unfortunately, most of the time, what we want, what we believe, what we dream of is just pushed to the curb. It's left for the trash collectors. Is that where your heart is today? Because I want you to be what you believe. You know, if you're living everyone else's belief, well, some may actually work out for you really well. However, deep down, you will always know the difference of living how you believed. You want more in your life. So let's pick up where we left off. If you desire to create a life of freedom, no worry of time or money, run after your goal. Don't stop until you achieve it. Be what you believe. If you dreamed one day of paying off debt and staying home with the children, start making a plan now and put that plan into action. Be what you believe. If you wished upon a star to have a magical marriage that would last a lifetime, love like you have it now. Be what you believe. Hush the noise of what's not going right. The more you listen to that nonsense, the more it becomes you. How much are you listening to that nonsense? How much of it rings true to your ears and you're absolutely, you know, magnetically attracted to it. You're going, woo, here I am. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Woo, here we go. But that's not really where you want to be. It's nonsense. The distractions grow stronger and can even entice you, leaving what you really wanted buried under messes and failures. None of us want to live a life like that. None of us want to get up in the morning doing everybody else's grind work. I'm just loading the trucks. I'm just getting by. Now, are there going to be some seasons that we feel like we're just getting by? Of course. That's because we have to be real and honest with ourselves. And authentic of, you know, yeah, life isn't easy. But there is always a brighter side. And when we are distracted by all the nonsense that is out there, we tend to lose what's most important to us. Today, be what you believe. You were created for more, so much more, not determined by what others create, but what God is creating in you. Do you believe it today? Maybe you're driving off to work right now and you're thinking, oh, I've been wanting to do this for a long time, but I'm afraid. I don't know if I should step out. I don't know if I can make it. You won't know until you try. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I know there's something out there for me. I really don't know what it is. I need to start the search. I've been longing for it. My children are growing up and time is floating by. And I just have this energy within me to share, to help, to love. Then go out and start. A lot of us are waiting for perfection to open. That beautiful door that just says, oh, here you are. Why? Because it's not going to happen. The perfection door is never going to open, not for any of us. And if it does, it's usually not so perfect. We know, we found those, haven't we, a few times. I know I have, and I'm sure you have. You think you've got everything lined up and, oh, this is going to be the job. This is going to be the marriage. This is going to be, well, I thought I was going to be the first child. We had the second child. Then there was a third child. Oh, you would think by the third I'd get it right. No, we don't always get to pick our children, do we? But they are such blessings. I know you're laughing right now because I'm laughing. It took me 5. And my husband said, enough is enough. We have to pay for them. Be what you believe. You know, these holidays can really wear somebody down, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And sometimes we just have to stop long enough and say, you know what? What do I believe? What do I want out of my life? Where do I want to go today? How do I want to serve someone? If we get out of our own messes and our own failures, we begin to open our eyes to what God is creating around us. And when you do that, He can lead you. But when you get distracted by all this nonsense, you have closed down and shut down everything possible because you've already decided. And you're letting everything else around you say, this is what you can't do, and you believe it. So today is going to be different. Today is a new day. Be what you believe. No life is perfect, but it can be beautifully imperfect. Be what you believe. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.